Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. The Health Ministry has said that the number of annual malaria cases declined from 7.5 crore at the time of independence to 20 lakhs by 2023, with over a 97% reduction. India has exited from the World Health Organization's high burden to high impact group in 2024, signifying a turning point in its fight against malaria. In 2023, zero malaria cases were reported in 122 districts across various states. India is making strides in its march towards a malaria-free nation. The government is working with the vision of achieving malaria-free status by 2030 with comprehensive and multi-pronged strategies. Union Minister of Corporation Amit Shah yesterday dedicated more than 10,000 newly established multi-purpose primary agricultural cooperative societies and dairy and fisheries cooperatives to the nation. Mr. Shah also distributed registration certificates, RuPay Kisan credit cards and micro ATMs to the newly formed cooperative societies at a function in New Delhi. These financial tools are designed to provide easy access to credit services in panchayats and promote financial inclusion. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said the government will set up 2 lakh primary agricultural credit societies much ahead of the target of 5 years. He said, through these initiatives, farmers' produce will easily reach the global market.
सबसे पहला निर्णय हमने करा था कि 2 लाख पैक्स बनाए जाएंगे और आज इसका बहुत अच्छी गति से शुभारंभ हो गया है। हमने पैक्स को मल्टी डायमेंशनल कराया, उनको भंडारण के साथ जोड़ा, खाद के वितरण के साथ, गैस के डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन के साथ, फर्टिलाइजर डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन के साथ, जल वितरण के साथ जोड़ा। वहां रेलवे का भी बुकिंग हो सकता है, एयरलाइन का भी बुकिंग गांव से ही हो सकता है।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a comprehensive review of the operational and administrative efficiency of the Central Reserve Police Force, CRPF, at its headquarters in New Delhi. In a social media post after the meeting, Mr. Shah said the CRPF has been at the forefront, whether in the campaign against left-wing extremism, relief work in disasters, or internal and external security of the country. He assured that the Narendra Modi government is continuously working to make the lives of CRPF personnel and their families comfortable through welfare schemes. During the meeting, the Director General of CRPF, Anish Dayal Singh, apprised the Home Minister of various welfare schemes being implemented for the families of martyred Jawans of the force, including compassionate appointments in CRPF. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, yesterday launched the Viksit Panchayat Karma Yogi initiative on Good Governance Day to strengthen grassroots governance. The initiative aims to enhance the capacity and competence of Panchayati Raj institutions by equipping elected representatives and officials with the tools and knowledge required for effective governance. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Singh emphasized that governance reforms must begin at grassroots to bring about long-lasting and meaningful change. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute over 58 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme today. Mr. Modi will also interact with beneficiaries of the scheme during the event. Under the scheme, a record of rights will be handed over to every property owner in the village abadi or inhabited areas. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj said that the Swamitva scheme will give the landowners proof of ownership, which can be used to acquire credit by enabling the monetization of their properties. It will also help in reducing property-related disputes, improve comprehensive village-level planning, and boost the collection of property tax. India Meteorological Department said that dry weather is very likely to continue over the northeastern states during the next couple of days. It also forecasts that shallow to moderate fog is very likely to occur at isolated pockets over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, with no large change in minimum temperature very likely. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.